Can you hear me? I am live here. Can you hear me now? Okay. So I hope at least by air you had heard the welcome that I extended to all of you. So I won't repeat most of that. Welcome indeed to this, the first spotlight event of the Refugee Forum. This morning we are going to come together and ask ourselves, how can we multiply solidarity, burden sharing, partnership to better serve the 26 million, that is the figure with which we are working, people who are either refugees, that figure is about 7 million, internally displaced persons, that figure is about 17 million on the African continent. That is the discussion this morning. We have interpretation in English, French, and Arabic, so those of you who in those respective languages would be able to follow. The panel up here with me consists of the Honorable Professor Paul Mavima, who is sitting to my right here. Mr. Mavima is the Minister of Public Service, Labor and Social Welfare of Zimbabwe, who will lead us off once I finish these introductions. The seat to my left will be filled shortly by Madam Samate Sesuma, who is the Commissioner for Political Affairs at the African Union. Then, just 3 days ago, I was at an event in Cairo in Egypt, and the Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs of that country, the Honorable Hamdi Loza, who is seated right here, was the chair at an event at which I was taking part. I promised him that a few days later when he would be in Geneva, roles would be reversed. So you're welcome, sir. And I hope I can be half as good as moderator as you were some 3 days ago in your country. The president of the ICRC is seated to my left. Please join me in welcoming Mr. Potter Maura, who will follow the Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs in his views from the perspective of the ICRC. Last but by no means least, Mr. Xavier De Victor, who is to the right. We have had in encounters like this many things about the World Bank. We will hear more here. I think we can see in many operations, in many situations on our continent, the value that the World Bank is already bringing. Xavier will tell us more about that. The choreography of it will be that I will request the panelists, if they can, to squeeze their remarks initially within about 5 minutes, because that way then we would have some time to open it up to all of you. When it comes to you, please signal your intention to speak at that point. I would ask that we keep the format as much as we can of these types of events very dynamic, if we are possible to say what we want to say without having to read a statement, and most of all without making it too long. That will give us the opportunity for as many issues to come on the table and perhaps to speak back and forth to it. So I'll count on your cooperation when we get to that point. So without any further ado, Honorable Mavima, please, the floor is yours.